Do you think little things are important? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo is a personal story of an embarrassing little lesson that I had to learn last year. It's called Not on My Agenda, Part 1, Little Things Matter, by Natty Mayell. Do you have a responsibility that feels like it doesn't matter? Part of my job is updating our township's website. When we have public meetings, I upload what are called agendas, which describe the meeting's subject matter to the website. Not a big deal, right? Well, one day we had a board meeting where a very hot topic was being discussed. Citizens were up in arms, and what is usually a very relaxed meeting turned into a mess of questions and claims. I attend the meetings to learn about and be involved in the community. I don't have to say or do anything. So you can understand my shock when all of a sudden someone says, "We didn't know this whole issue was happening because the agenda wasn't posted on the website." Suddenly, I felt just as involved in this issue as the board members everyone was frustrated with. Was not uploading my agenda a criminal offense? No. But the fact that I didn't complete my small responsibility was adding gasoline to an already fiery flame. Sometimes as Christians, there are little things that we feel like aren't a big deal. Do I really have to read my Bible? Do I really have to go to church? And while there isn't a set of requirements for being a Christian, other than repenting of our sins and receiving God's forgiveness through faith in Jesus, there are some things that are good for us to be a part of. It's good to read the Bible because it gives God more opportunities to speak to us. It's good to go to church gatherings because it's good to be with other believers, encouraging one another, worshiping God together, and learning more about Him. It's even good just to pray before a meal because it helps us practice thankfulness. And just like my little responsibility of posting the agenda, we might discover that those little habits make a bigger difference than we expected. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Is there a particular Christian habit that you'd like to do more? Maybe practice silence or prayer or thankfulness. Sometimes we don't make something a priority because we don't know what the Bible says about it. On the other hand, have you ever tried to work on different habits or responsibilities and just ended up getting discouraged and giving up? Well, you're not alone. We've all done that, and Jesus is still with us. He knows we can't follow Him in our own strength, and He is eager to help us through His Spirit, His Word, and His people. So who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you dig into what the Bible says about certain topics, discern how Jesus might be inviting you to follow Him in your daily life, and encourage you when things get difficult? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 58, Hebrews 10:24 through 25, and James 2:14 through 26 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. This Devo was inspired by real events in my life. Can you think of an experience that you've had recently or in the past that could be turned into a Devo? If so, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which we will be continuing our little township stories, and I will be your host. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.